Hello and welcome to another episode of SJT's Immigration Project, a production of Sir John Thompson Junior High's Enhanced Academic Program and Social Department. I'm your host, Mr. Lukanen. So far in each episode, we've heard interviews usually from close family members like a mom or a dad. This time, we hear from a younger person, a cousin of one of our students. She immigrated from Vietnam and conducted the interview over a video recording. Enjoy!
Hi, so I interviewed my cousin who moved to Canada from Vietnam about 3 to 2 years ago, I believe, and I couldn't actually meet up with her because she was busy, and I decided last minute that I was going to do the interview with her, so I just asked her to send like a video recording of her answering the questions that I had sent her to answer with, and like, yeah. So I hope that's okay. And yeah, so let's get started. Okay, so introduce yourself, give us an introduction to you. What's, you know, your age, where you are in Canada, where you moved from, and all that stuff.
Hi. My name is Hannah, and I'm currently 25 years old. I'm living in Edmonton, Canada right now, but I came from Vietnam, and my hometown in Vietnam was Da Lat, but I lived in Ho Chi Minh City as well.
Okay, so why did you come to Canada? Why did you choose Canada, and what was the specific reason why?
I came to Canada for studying. So right now I'm an international student at the University of Alberta, and I'm doing my master's degree in teaching English as a second language. So that's the reason why I came to Canada, and I have been here for more than 1 year. I would say 1 year and a half, or maybe 1 year and 8 months.
What was your life like back in Vietnam? What was the living style? What was your like routine, your school? Just basically, what was it like before you came to Canada?
So before coming to Canada, I had already completed my bachelor's degree and taught in Canada in Vietnam for 1 year. And so my life before coming to Canada, I guess it was pretty, I had my family. Even though I lived far away from my hometown, I visited my family quite often. So I often went out with my friends after work and went shopping. You know, I had friends living in the same city, but because I wanted to pursue my education, that's why I made the decision to go to Canada.
What were some of the problems or difficulties that you faced, maybe during the process or before coming here, or like after coming here, that you dealt with?
I would say the paperwork took quite some time, I think, and it was like a bit of a problem, especially because in Vietnam, the paperwork took quite some time, like I said, to be processed. I would say I had to get my degree from a university, from my employer in Vietnam, and from the bank, all that to get, validation and confirmation letters in order to submit all of these documents to the immigration, refugee, and what is that again? Of Canada, I guess? The IRCC? So, yes, So I had to submit all of those documents, and I had to get those from different sources, from the places that I had studied, the places that I have worked, and so it took time, and then it took, of course, money to get all of these documents translated. And then finally, I had to scan all of these documents and upload it on the website. So I applied online for the visa. And oh, before the visa, I had to enroll in the university here. And after I got accepted to the university, I applied for my visa. So it took quite some time. And then I also had to take a test of, like a proof of language proficiency in order to get to the university here, right? So I took the IELTS test. I remember I submitted my documents. Like in total, it would take 5 to 6 months, including applying for the university and applying for the visa, which is not that bad.
All right, so after you got all of that paperwork done and finally came here, and after a few months of living in Canada, what were some problems that you faced with, maybe like adapting to culture or just like the weather, stuff like that?
Because I have relatives here, so I didn't really, it wasn't really a big of an issue for me to find an accommodation and all that. But I think one of the first thing that was a bit of a problem for me was the weather, of course, because of the long winter here in Edmonton. And it was like the longest winter of my life too. I remember I couldn't wait to see the leaves on the trees. And yeah, so it was long and cold. It was so cold. Other than that, there were some tiny problems, like cultural adaptations kind of thing, like pragmatic in communicating with people. The language proficiency also includes a bit of the intercultural competence as well. It was not really a problem to me, but tiny things like about culture would sometimes cause a clash in communication.
Okay, so what is your life like now in Canada after you've been here for almost 2 years? And now that you're probably kind of like used to it, what is your routine now and how has it changed from what it was like before when you were living in Vietnam?
So my life right now is, I would say, so I completed my degree. So that was a good thing. I achieved what I came here to achieve.
Do you still deal with some problems here because you maybe are like, I guess, an immigrant, or you're not permanently staying here? Does that like affect your jobs or like career or schoolwork?
I think one of the problems right now is that being an international citizen is a bit hard for me to get a job, because you can see that a lot of programs here, especially for teachers, they would prefer permanent resident or citizen, and so that was a bit of a problem. But other than that, I think I really like the life here in Canada. I enjoy traveling and exploring, so yeah. So yeah, I'm happy as an immigrant. I'm not like I haven't immigrated yet, but maybe I can consider applying for permanent resident. I don't know, so I don't like because it takes time and paperwork too. So, thank you for listening to my story, and bye bye.
Alrighty, so that concludes the question and answer type of interview that I did with my cousin. Thank you for listening. All right. Bye bye. Peace out.
Thanks for listening. We've still got two more episodes to go, so keep watching for these last parts to our first season of the SJT Immigration Project. I'm your host, Mr. Lukanen. I did production, Rhea performed the interview, and the music is from Malcolm and Joe. We'll see you next week.